Okay, thank you. Just two things. When I was reading through these things, I noticed that there was no year, December 31st, and I know it may seem trite, but it's important to notice that it was December 31st in 2012 and not the December coming up. Number one, I just wish that would be spelled out a little clearer. And also, in terms of Arbitron, is Arbitron for nonprofits as well as commercial stations? My understanding is that it is a tool used for commercial stations.
Well, they give you listenership for both.
I'm sorry?
Both commercial and nonprofit stations use it, yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we move on to motion three, please?
How much time do we have for this meeting, Bill? Do we have a time certain or what?
No, we don't have a time certain, and I wasn't sure if we may not be ready for executive session yet if summer's still tied up. So I suggest we just keep going and get some more things done.
Okay, fine.
Point of information, it's 10:37, and you said we don't have time certain. It's 10:37 on the East Coast. And can we begin the meeting without the chair, as there are some things that need to be discussed without the, without being in an open session?
I guess so, but I think most of the information on the agenda is going to require the chair for information.
This is Lydia.
Agenda. I suggest we go ahead and take care of motion three on program councils, and then we still should have time for the executive session. Is that okay?
This is Lydia.
I didn't hear you, Bill. I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I'm suggesting that we go ahead and take care of this next motion on the agenda on program councils because Summer's not really back with us yet, and then we can go on to executive session if she's back. We need her for information for most of the items on the executive session agenda.
Let us proceed with the program council resolution.
Okay. Well, George is coming up to the programming committee again. So you want to introduce it, George?
This is Lydia.
To the stack.
There's no motion on the floor other than the
I'm trying
program.
To make one.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to adjourn immediately following the program council motion.
And I'd like to
amend
that.
I object.
I'd like to note that I skipped approval of minutes, and it shouldn't take very long, but I hope we can do that before we adjourn.
What are you talking about?
I skipped something on the agenda early up. It was approval of minutes. And it should be really quick, so I hope we can do that before we adjourn.
Why don't we do that first? And then my motion is to adjourn as soon as we do the approval of minutes.
Well, it's a very chummy point of order. Chummy chit-chats are not the way to run a meeting. Could we please have a stack?
I made a motion.
Okay, so you're moving to adjourn.
I was by the chair. I made a motion.
Okay, I don't think that's in order. I think you have to move to adjourn right now or wait. So if we can do the minutes, can we go ahead and make the minutes? 2 minutes. Actually, I would prefer to finish what the program committee is doing. Can we go ahead and do that? I had already given George the floor, so he really has the floor. So go ahead, George, with the program council.
Thank you. So what's in front of you is a revised version of the motion that came from actually the program committee of the previous year. It was turned down when we reconsidered it. Made it considerably simpler. And what it does is it establishes program councils as management committees at each of the stations. It directs the executive director to do that. These program councils would have the following functions. Primarily, it's intended to provide advice and consulting to the program director, who would be ex officio on it. It's it's intended to provide a place where, if nothing else, no other place exists, that an appeal can be made on programming issues to this council, and it can be heard. The one real requirement on management of this council is that if the program director does not want to follow the advice of the council, he needs to justify that publicly. He needs to speak publicly as to what he's doing and why he's doing it.
Or she.
Or she, yes, thank you. I think the intention of that is that to provide a kind of accountability. We've seen at PSW, we've seen most recently at KPFK, the conflicts that arise when the management just dictates what the programming is. It's part of the bylaws that it's supposed to be a cooperative venture between management and the LSPs, and this provides that place where that can happen, where that discussion can even happen. In the absence of that discussion, what I've observed is that the motives of program directors are suspect. The worst is usually assumed. The only for people who don't agree with the way the program is going, the only thing that can be done is to try to get the general manager or the program director fired. There isn't any place where dialogue can happen about those kinds of issues. So you're sort of stuck with, I don't know whether this was public or not, but in any case, I'm not going to say anything about it that's going to breach confidentiality. You're sort of, as a programmer, for instance, if you feel like you're being treated unfairly, you have nowhere to go. You don't even necessarily get a response from the program director if you ask for one. It seems to me that this is really a structural piece of the institution that's missing. It isn't just that it's in the bylaws. It's that the people who care enough to be on these boards
I want to go for a point of order here. We're far beyond 90 seconds.
Okay, Ken, I think it's okay for the committee chair to introduce the motion.
Right.
I'm almost
finished. But let's try to be...
I'm almost finished. I was on a roll there, and I sort of lost track of what I was saying. Again, it's supposed to provide a place where dialogue about forwarding can happen. People care deeply about this. To pretend that they should have nothing to say and management just does whatever they want with programming, we see the effects in PSW. I see the effects in KPFT. It hasn't gotten, boiled up quite that much, but that's what the struggles are about on the LSPs. They tend to be about programming, in fact, whatever else is said. So this is a place where management will at least be accountable to that community of people and where you can go with an appeal if you're a programmer, you're not part of a union, you're a volunteer programmer, let's say, you can go a place where you can go and appeal. And again, it's really to be heard because the program council cannot override the program director. The program director still retains decision power in it. It was approved unanimously after long discussions, many discussions, by the last version of the program committee, and I would ask that you approve it.
Okay, thank you. Discussion?
This is
Ken to the stack at some point.
Alex to the stack.
Lydia, Ken, and Alex.
Ken for the stack.
Am I
Campbell
on?
For the stack.
Okay, I got you, Campbell. Go ahead, Lydia.
Revelin.
Okay, I guess here at K we have a programming oversight committee similar to this. I think structurally it's flawed. I totally appreciate the need. I think that a program director should be able to present to whether you call it a programming oversight committee or a program council. If they're going to change the whole grid, they need to, or whatever program changes, they need to explain the rationale behind it. Things should not just be done arbitrarily without some context, at least. But I think where it's flawed is, number one, that the PMB directs the executive director to set up program councils as management committees. And I think that you have issues between the mandate and composition of an LSB as a management committee, and I don't know how a manager sets up a management committee but is only ex officio to that committee. However, the LSB could certainly set up a program council or programming oversight. But this is not, in my opinion, adequately defined. What I think works really well is for a program council or a programming oversight committee to define the types of programming that we want within a class, not necessarily the nuts and bolts of everything. Anytime a program is changed, there's going to be an upset. So there's always, whenever there's change, that's what it's going to be. Every programmer, theater unpaid, thinks they own their spot forever. So that's the nature of those changes. So I was first, I came into the meeting totally determined to vote yes for it, because I understand and I sympathize with the plight at the very at the other stations. But now, in a closer reading of it, I disagree with its structure. I will have to vote no, or perhaps
wait that
table.
Time.
Aye.
Thank you.
The time needs to be a little tighter.
Yeah, thank you, Revelin. Go ahead, Ken.
Would you put me on the stack at the last, Bill?
Okay. And let everybody, let's try to be brief. Go ahead, Ken. We have Ken, Alex, Campbell, Revelin, and George.
Would you put me on the stack, please?
Marcel, I have to be on the
stack. Okay, got Dan and Marcel, too. Go ahead, Ken. You're muted, Ken. We can't hear you.
Jeez, and I had such a good lead-in. Okay, let me start again. Obviously, the people who authored this proposal have good intentions to make a more pluralistic interaction between the listeners and the management and the programmers and the firemen down the street, and it's all democratic and wonderful and kumbaya. However, what you're doing is creating further bureaucracy and more paperwork burden on management and governance. And you're asking the entire network to commit to a finely detailed implementation that has not been piloted anywhere. If this is anywhere near a workable system, make it work in one of the stations and set a good example and show how everybody's getting along and listenership's increasing and everybody's sending gifts to each other and it's all flowers and daisies and roses. Don't demand it all over, because my experience is just contrary to that, that the problem on the LSBs is they are fixated in pushing their own individual agendas onto the air. So whoever wants to push whatever they represent, they fight for it. And this will just increase that by giving them more authority to have influence over management, to lobby for program content. That's in the problem with the LSB, not the solution. So if you do feel it's a solution, I can be wrong, of course. But if it is a solution, pilot it at D.C., New York, L.A., or Berkeley. Maybe I left some. And if it works, we'll put it in everywhere.
Your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alex?
Point of information.
Hi, Steve Revlin.
Okay, now we can't hear you, Alex. Was there a point of information somewhere?
This is Kathy. It's not relevant to this motion, so I could, it could wait. But I saw an email sent out asking people to join the call with both numbers.
I can just barely hear you.
I can understand you.
An email about what?
I just saw an email sent to the new people elected to the PNB to join the call.
They can listen on the stream, but only people who are, you know, the 2012 PNB members are supposed to be on the call.
Okay, well, the executive...
listen on the stream.
The executive session number was sent out to...
It should only have been sent out to people on the board. I asked that question. And
it was sent out to people...
Okay, let's get to that when we finish, when we get to the executive session. All right, thank you. Alex?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I support this motion. I've been working for years to get something like a program council that gets input from the local station board, from staff, from different constituencies that have a stake in programming. And I think this is this motion speaks to that need, and we obviously have a need, because what's been happening is that there's no structure in place for the different constituencies to air their opinions about programming, and we also have to fulfill the bylaws requirement for the local station boards to have oversight over programming. The bylaws put that requirement in there, but they are silent as to how that should be done. And this motion provides a mechanism for doing it. I think it would have, if we had something like this in place in the last couple of years, it wouldn't have ended friction, but it certainly, I think, would have dampened down some of the friction that we've seen at WPFW and WBAI and KPFA. I think we need something like this.
Okay, thank you. Campbell?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Campbell. You're good.
Oh, okay. Pacifica has got 5 years of, eroding listener sponsorship and listeners. Part of the job description of our general managers and program directors has to do with providing programming that is going to be effective and is going to help increase the revenues of the stations. When you set up a situation whereby a program council or any other entity has to pass judgment on this, this is a self-defeating thing that will certainly end up defeating Pacifica and putting us into bankruptcy. I think the ideas and intentions are very positive and everything, and I think that there should be some engagement of the community, the local station board, the cabs, et cetera. But this process, I don't think, can just be handled by setting up one entity that's going to be wondering if things don't go their way, then how come? And if the GM doesn't agree with it, then let's fire the GM. That's crazy. But that's what Pacifica does. And I think that we need to think a bit more managerially and competently in terms of getting solutions that are real solutions and not just ways to get off a cliff. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Revelin?
Yes, I'm very much in favor for an entity that brings, as we are community radio stations, a community more in contact with people who are making decisions about programming, because those are the ones, the community is the one who pay their money to hear something that they want to hear. However, that being said, I'm a little, I think the statement is flawed because it does talk about management councils and what is the, where's the bite in that, who controls, you know, what. The other thing is people with us continue to make decisions about radio that don't have any real concept of how radio works. And so it's always about, well, I like this and I like that and I like this. And, you know, so what if you like it? Is it reaching our population and all of that? So all of that can be done, but it is not within the language of what is written. So I would want it to go, I want us to have something like this, an instrument like this, but I just don't think it's worded quite right yet.
Okay, thank you. We have Bill on the stack. Yes.
Bill, this is Heather. Could I get on the stack? Is there time?
So we have George, Dan, Marcel, and Heather. If we're all brief. Did you say more time?
It's a management committee because management has primary...
Hold on, George. What were you saying, Revelin? Are we at time?
I'm saying we're out of time, and we need to extend time if we want to wrap this up.
Okay. George, you're next on the stack. Did you want to extend time?
I move to extend time for 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any objections? Hearing none, then we're in 10 more minutes. Go ahead, George.
You know, this is Dan. Could I speak before George, since I'd like him to respond to what I have to say?
Okay. That's okay,
yeah,
George?
Okay. Yes, it's fine with me.
Okay, thank you. You know, George and everyone else, I agree with the concern that's being expressed. My question is this, though. Why shouldn't the LSB do exactly what George says this council should do? I mean, I'm feeling that if the LSB can't perform that function for whatever reason, this council is not going to be more effective, and that it is going to be a demanding venue for both staff and volunteer time. So that's my question.
Well, that's why it's a management committee, is because the management basically blows off the LSB. And we don't even get reports from the program director as to why they're doing what they're doing, even when there are, you know, major changes. And the LSB has really no way of requiring that within the present structure. So it was made a management committee so that we would, in fact, be able, they would be accountable to that community of people, including, you know, one third of the people on this are staff, that they'd have to. I mean, it would be part of their job is then to respond to these issues. We're saying to the executive director, make this part of their job, that they will respond. And if it's just an LSB committee, my experience is there's no response whatever. We've actually tried this structure at KPFT, pretty much the way it's written here. It's founded precisely on when the program director and the general manager basically decided there was such disagreement with the program council that they didn't want to report to it anymore. They didn't want to deal with it anymore, and so it became null and void. This says you can't make it null and void. It's part of your job.
Okay, that's 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you. Lee Marcel was next.
I pass.
Okay. Was anybody else want to be on the stack?
Heather, I think.
Oh, yeah, Heather. Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Heather.
Sorry.
Hey, Heather.
Well, I'm on the board representing an affiliate station, of course, and so at WRFG in Atlanta, we have a program committee that makes the decisions about the programs we have on the air. Quite a few years ago, when we decided to make some sweeping changes, it was just a wonderful process. The program committee included discussions and meetings with all of our producers. We sent out notices to the community. We asked for comments from the community as well. We held any number of meetings. It was an incredible democratic process, and you know, and my feeling is that here we are, community radio stations, and we're representing the community. I think there has to be some sort of entity that will provide the opportunity for the community to have some input And, of course, that should include, I think, also the board of directors. But I think it's really important that we establish something like this that provides the opportunity for the community to have a say in the programs that are going to be on the community radio station. So, and I want to thank the program committee for taking this initiative. I support the motion.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
I'll speak to it, Wesley here.
Okay, go ahead, Wesley.
Yes, it's participation from the public is a good thing. When you feel like you're contributing and your thoughts and ideas are getting forward to the people who make the decisions on what is being played on your radio, this inspires people. I know there's factionalism, and a lot of it has to do, I think, with some people want a strong hand to at the helm and give all the power to management. And management needs to be open and public with what it's doing and getting audience support. This enables justice. You know, if I say, are you occupiers or occuposers? You, good. It's, consensus is great. You know, this is a really a good chance. I support it wholeheartedly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are we ready to go ahead and vote? I think that was the end of the stack. Okay, Afia, can you call the roll, please? A yes vote is to approve this motion to establish program councils at each station.
That's
for the opening agenda.
Again, Aaron.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Ivan Alsame. Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Verdon?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan? Can't hear you, Lydia.
No. Are we voting on the motion? I had to deal with something.
Yes. We are voting on the motion.
This is on the program council motion. I vote no.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
No.
Reverend Gull?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Allie Lexa?
Pass.
If Thea won Gaza, vote yes. Laura Priebus. Okay. Summer Reese. Can't hear you, Summer. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
So that we went out and slept, okay? And he never, he wasn't
getting it. Heard.
Can I ask what, I'm sorry I was off for a couple of minutes. Can I ask what we're voting on?
Program Council.
Oh, yes.
Andrea Turner.
Uh,
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your response. How are you voting, Andrea? Can't hear you, Andrea. Carol Johnson, how do you vote?
I'll have to vote no.
Ali Lexa, how do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay, I'm back to you, Andrea. Andrea Turner, how do you vote? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, wait a minute, one more. Laura Priebus?
Abstain.
How do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3.
Alessia?
Yes?
I'm sorry. I'm dealing with someone working here at home. What is this vote?
Oh, God, Programming Council.
I thought we already voted. Was that?
She's counting the...
Okay, thank you. I already voted, right?
Yes, you already voted.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes.
I got 12.
You have 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I still have 11.
I'm going to give the no votes, and then we can count. You can name the names on the yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 no's, and 2 abstentions.
Can you give the names for the yeses?
The first one is Teresa Allen.
I said yes.
That's what I'm calling.
Thank you.
Wesley Bethune, Carolyn Burden, Revlon Gold, Heather Gray, Ali Lexa.
No, I did not vote yes. I abstained.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have an abstention. I'm sorry. The yes is me. It's Ifeo Wangaza. Marcel Reed, George Ryder, Tracy Rosenberg, Dan Siegel, Alex Steinberg.
That's 11. Is that correct, everybody?
That's what I live.
What about Laura Priebus? Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Laura Priebus abstained.
Okay, so the motion's approved. Thank you. Can we do the minutes, please, that I skipped? And I'm sorry I forgot about that on the agenda. The minutes were for the December 6th and December 13th.
I move that
open
we approve the minutes of December 6th.
And also 6th. January 10th.
I move that we approve the minutes of December 6th.
Okay, that was Teresa. Thank
second.
You. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, thanks, Ali. Any objections?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Can you call the vote? Call the roll then, please, Afia.
Karen? Can't hear you, Ken.
Yes.
Ivan Alsamay? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Wesley Vatern?
I am so sorry. What are we voting on?
Approving
approval
December
of the
6 minutes.
December
6 minutes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Carolyn Burden? Can you hear you, Carolyn? Lydia Brezon?
I couldn't hear what you told Wesley. This is approval of what?
December 6th minutes.
Oh, I abstain.
Bill Crozier? I'm sorry.
I'm not voting unless you need me. Surprise.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Reverend Gold?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Downson?
Abstain.
Allie Lester?
Yes.
Ethea Wongaz abstains. Laura Priebus?
Abstain.
Summer Reese? Can't hear you, Summer. Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Ryder. Can't hear you, George. Tracy Rosenberg.
I say yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Tracy Rosenberg. Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel.
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. Okay, Tracy Rosenberg. Ivan Alsame.
Can't hear Tracy.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 abstentions and 0 no.
Mr. Chair, okay, I move
thank
that we
you.
Approve
so the December 6th minutes are approved. Okay, Teresa?
I move that we approve the December 18th minutes.
A second?
Second.
Actually, is that December 13th, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Ali seconded?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Can
discussion? Let me just ask, are there any objections?
I will abstain.
Okay, please call the roll.
Thank you, Campbell.
Madam Secretary.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ivan Altai. Alvin. Teresa Allen.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Nia Vediarco.
Yes.
Wesley Vassan.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Abstain.
Pardon?
Oh, I'm abstaining.
Okay. Lydia Brezon.
Abstain.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Reverend Gold.
Yes.
What are you watching?
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Thank you, Campbell.
Allie Lexa?
Yes. Moving on.
Ethea Wongaz abstains. Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Summer Reese? Can't hear you, Summer. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
J.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel.
Abstain.
Alex Nyberg.
I abstain.
Andrea Turner.
I pass.
Laura Priebus. Can't hear you, Laura. How do you vote, Andrea?
I abstain.
Okay. All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 abstentions. 0 noes.
Thank you. So the December 13th minutes are approved. Do I hear a motion to approve the January 10th, 2013 minutes?
I do. I move that we approve the January 10th, 2013.
Teresa moves minutes. Approval. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All 80 seconds. Any objections?
I'll abstain.
Oh, boy.
Okay, call roll, please, if you.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alcime? Teresa Allen?
Yes, I approve these minutes.
Nia Vediaco?
Yes.
Leslie Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Can you hear Carolyn? Lydia,
oh, sorry. No, I'm voting now.
Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Kathy Davis?
I'm sorry. I lost track. Are we approving minutes still?
Yes.
Okay, I have to abstain. I'm getting exhausted. It's late here.
Revlon Gold.
Abstain.
Lily Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Allie Alexa.
Yes.
Allie Alexa?
I said yes.
Thank you. If you want guys to abstain. Laura Priebus?
Abstain.
Summer Priest? Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy Rosenberg? Can you hear you, Tracy? Dan Siegel? Can you hear you, Dan?
Everybody.
Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner.
Abstain.
All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
Boy, it looks like 7 yes. Seven abstentions and 0 noes.
Okay, thank you. So the January 10th minutes are approved. Summer, are you on the call? Do you have anything for us for public session for IED report? Those of you at WBAI, is that meeting still going on?
No, it's not. It's over. No, it's over.
Okay. All right. Should we go on the agenda? Or
I call to adjourn this meeting and go to the closed session.
Point is, before we go back to the closed session.
Okay. I can't hear you, Kathy.
Sorry. Before we go to the closed session, I have 2 questions. One, is there an agenda somewhere for it? And 2, the number was sent out to some of the new board members.
Why not?
The conference call number.
I
mean, I don't really care, but I just, you know, I thought we weren't going to do that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everybody, I did send out both agendas open and closed yesterday. And I hear somebody talking in the background.
That sounds like Summer.
Bill, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Well, let me answer Kathy's question first. If you're in a room with Summer, please mute yourself. I sent out the open and closed session draft amendment agendas. It's tired. Yesterday, I can resend it. Anybody else not get it besides Kathy?
Not get what?
The agenda for the executive session.
Bill, I have something to say about the closed session.
Okay, well, let me address Kathy's
closed session issues in closed session. I understand, but the number for the we can discuss it in closed session and
this is not about the substance of the closed session.
The number for the closed session was distributed, so I'm wondering. I understand. I'm
that's true, too.
Let me respond, please, to Kathy. This is basically a point of information. Nobody who's not already on the board should be on that call. So if I don't know of anybody, I asked the question of the coordinating committee, is it okay to let the newly elected people on? And all the responses I got back were no. So I didn't send it to anybody else. If anybody else got an executive session call-in code,
Bill, it is now almost 11:30 on the East Coast. I think it would be cruel and unusual punishment to start the closed session now. I recognize that we have a lot of items for the closed session to deal with. Can we possibly just postpone it till next week and arrange a special meeting for the closed session?
It's cruel and unusual punishment, not unusual.
This is true.
We have some really important.
Okay, hold on. Alex has made a motion to adjourn. Well, just to have an executive session meeting next week. Is there a second to that?
What is the motion? Carolyn,
postpone the executive session till next week.
Amen.
I'd have one that begins at a proper time.
I second.
Point of information?
Okay. Ken seconded it? Yes. Teresa?
Point of information. Can you say, as chair and the person that provided the agenda, if there's anything on the agenda that must be addressed tonight? It's time sensitive.
You know, I don't really have the information on that. Someone might, but not that I know of. I don't know of anything that's urgent from the executive session. We can't wait till next week.
This is Marcel to the stack. Teresa, I think that we have an issue at WPSW that needs to be brought up in executive session. The information came out to report this afternoon.
Thank you for saying that. I can appreciate that. Thank you.
And also don't...
Okay, so let me just ask... Wait, hold on. So the Alex's motion is on the floor. Does that preclude having an executive session tonight? You want to move to... Should we divide that question?
You could divide as a... one part would be to postpone the executive session tonight. The other part would be to schedule a special executive session for next week.
Continuing, exactly.
Because if we do have one tonight, it's obviously not going to be a very long one. And there's going to be all sorts of critical items we're not going to be able to get to.
Well, Point of order. Lydia, point of order.
Yes, we cannot, in public session, I do not believe, notice an executive session. We should just go to executive session, decide whether to have the meeting or not, or to postpone or whatever it is we're going to do. Because we can't raise the issues in public session that might be pressing that would warrant having a meeting or postponing without violating confidentiality. So we must adjourn and go into executive session and then decide whether to meet for half an hour or not.
Okay, I don't think there's a point of order, but I understand that's a valid point. Okay, so
is there any objection to
dividing the question? Wait, hold on, everybody, first. Okay, is there any objection?
I have a point of order.
Oh, okay, go ahead, George.
My understanding is that the phone number and access code has been given out for this executive session to people who are not yet seated on this board and have no fiduciary responsibility to this board. We cannot.
I was trying to say that.
We cannot possibly have an executive session when we don't know when we'll be listened in on by someone who has no responsibility to us and has no responsibility for confidentiality. So I don't see how we can have this executive session. And I think, furthermore, that the numbers have to be changed. For next week, let's do it as soon as possible. I'm willing to meet as soon as possible, but I can't see how we can meet under those circumstances.
Point of information?
Okay.
I agree with that.
Point of information?
Yeah, Teresa?
Didn't you say, Bill, that you did not send this out to the other people that were not on seated yet?
Well, I didn't, but somebody else apparently did.
Oh, okay.
I think George is correct. I don't think we can have an executive session unless it's just to establish a date for another meeting. But I think Lydia's, I think we can, in open session, go ahead and establish a date for the next executive session.
We can just come up with the time, and that's all.
Right. So I think, I guess I'll rule that...
Point
all we need to do is vote on the Port of Alex's motion to set the date next week for another executive session.
Mr. Chair, is this for real? Is somebody going to call Andy?
We can do that, yeah.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa?
Technically, because of this confusion or problem, this would be a continuation of the meeting, right? Okay. So we don't have to give 7 days' notice?
No. We haven't met to continue.
Well, I guess we could postpone it to less than 7 days. I guess you're right.
Can somebody go to the calendar and look up a date?
We have an executive search committee meeting tomorrow evening.
What about Monday?
That's not sufficient notice, is it?
Well,
there's a frat meeting then.
You don't have to have 7 days.
There's a frat meeting on Monday.
Well, maybe we need to hold an executive session instead of a frat meeting.
Now, this is really pressing. I'm sure all of you have read it.
If it's really pressing, I'm willing to meet on Sunday.
I have something Sunday evening, unless it's late. Is it really something you can't wait till next Thursday?
Yes.
Yes, it cannot wait till next Thursday.
What about next? How about Sunday earlier in the day? Early afternoon? Does that work?
What is the noise?
What time in the afternoon?
How about noon time, 3 p.m.
Please, somebody stop.
I'm not eating anyway, so you can just crumple anything you want to.
Yeah, I hear paper rustling or something.
Oh, gosh.
Is it Sunday afternoon soon enough, you DC folks?
Do we need to run to find out if Andy's available on Sunday?
I can't meet Sunday at all.
Is that Andy?
Yeah, that's Andy. Can we cancel the frat meeting then and have this?
And if Andy's on the line, does he have anything pressing to deal with us, too? Because we might still have to convene.
Exactly. Wonderful idea. Let's convene Monday.
Yeah, was that Andy on the call that said he could not meet Sunday? Are you on the call, Andy?
Yeah, he's he said he couldn't
Andy,
meet.
Are you on the call, Andy? I think somebody else was speaking.
That was Andy.
That was Andy.
That was Andy on the call.
Okay. I'm not Andy.
That was Ollie.
That was Ollie.
Sorry, Ollie.
Okay, we'll have to verify with him. Ken, could frat meet a little earlier and then have the executive session after that? Our executive sessions usually start late anyway for the PNB. On Monday?
That works for me.
Are you talking to Ken? The affiliates task force usually meets at 8, and I would imagine that might be a time that we could move the frat meeting if Ken's okay with that.
On Monday, Campbell, there's
yes.
No frat here. All I see here is strategic recovery plan.
Yes,
that's the frat, Nia.
Financial recovery and audit task force.
The secret committee.
Oh, I thought you said affiliates.
You said
no,
affiliates.
I was saying that as a comparable basis.
Billy Campbell speak.
I was saying that just for comparability, in that the affiliates task force meets at 8 o'clock, and that so that time would be, you know, kind of a time where people can get together. And, yes, the Monday, I think, would be an appropriate thing. And then if the frat could meet at 8, you know, do its business, and then we could meet thereafter, say at 9 or 9:30.
Mr. A point of order, there is no
yes.
Affiliates committee meeting here at 8 o'clock.
I know.
I think Campbell was supposed to
every other
that
word,
the,
so you're not communicating.
This is Tracy for whatever stack there is.
What are you mentioning it for, Cam, if it's not on the calendar? I'm confused.
Okay, hold on. No,
I'm saying just in terms of the comparability of the time, not the day.
Campbell's saying that it's possible to meet, some committees can meet at 8 Eastern. Okay, Tracy?
There's precedence for meeting at 8.
Yes, there you go. Thank you, Teresa.
I don't know what's going on with the affiliates task force, but speaking for the frat, we should meet on Monday. There are a couple of hanging matters that we should deal with, but if the frat meets at its regular time at 5:30 and concludes business by 7:30, I don't see any reason we couldn't have a PNB closed session beginning at 7:30 on Monday night.
Absolutely.
Which would be about the normal time that we start closed sessions anyway, so it wouldn't be any harder on the East Coast than it already is.
Well,
this is Ken. We can hold the frat meeting to 2 hours, absolutely.
Can I say something, Campbell? You've spoken a couple of times. I just do want to say, for you on the West Coast, it's not as hard. For people on the East Coast, beginning meetings at 10:30 at night is hard. And I'm not saying that we can't do it, but I am saying, you know, please have a little bit of respect. It is hard to start a meeting at 10:30 when you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and start your day. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let me ask, can we move up to half an hour and then keep it to 2 hours max and then have the executive session PMB right after that?
Sounds good idea.
I have a point of information.
Would you just hold on a second? Just to be clear, so what I'm suggesting is Brad at 8 p.m. Eastern, PNB executive session at 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, Nia?
I have a point of information. Is there anything that is more pressing on the FRAT than it is on the PNB? Because as far as I understand, the PNB supersedes all the subcommittees.